There's a vast new nationwide scheme going on to display art. Well, actually, images of art that's just gotten underway. It's called Art Everywhere, and it's rolling out all over the country this month using 50,000 outdoor advertising venues, billboards, bus shelters, video screens at gyms to show famous American pictures, such as Hopper's Nighthawks, Warhol's Campbell's Soup Can, Grant Wood's American Gothic, and many more. The organizers say they hope the billboards will bring more people to museums to see the real things. Great, right? More people looking at art. Who could argue with that? Well, actually, if you've been to a museum recently, you might argue with that. Peter Sheldahl, the art critic for The New Yorker magazine, wrote this week that museums are so crowded that when you go there, all you experience is crowdedness. And he's not too crazy about Art Everywhere either. Peter Sheldahl is here with me now. Welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you.
So there are 58 works of art being featured in Art Everywhere. Talk about the process by which those were chosen.
Well, they were nominated. I think 100 were nominated by the participating museums, and there was an online vote of, you know, some fabulous number of voters. The curators, museums, added 8 to, I guess, gently correct the taste of the multitude. And the first place choice, which I found wonderful and ironic, is Edward Hopper's Nighthawks.
Because it is so much about a kind of murky melancholy, which...
An intense melancholy, you know, middle of the night. You know, we are a passerby looking into this glamorously bleak wee hours diner. It hits on a very basic and familiar feeling of being an American. Estranged from other people, and there it is on Times Square, flashing.
yeah,
and you know, I mean, in a way, that's kind of cool. I don't mm-hmm. mind that. I don't think you're not hurting the painting,
right? But it seems as though you feel it's symptomatic of a larger problem of everything.
Well, I think that you know, artists taking on this strange glamour, and the love of it has become quantified by dollars in the market and fannies through the door of museums. I mean, I've been a critic in New York for close to half a century, and I'm not used to this degree of company, but it's up to me to adjust. By the way, I don't think all museums are crowded. In fact, many aren't.
Art Everywhere is also, as part of its thing, holding an Instagram contest where people post selfies in front of these displays.
Oh, sure.
Does that gross you out also?
It makes me swallow hard. You know, I also referred to this photo that was in the Times of crowds looking at the Mona Lisa in the Louvre, which just looked like a rave, you know, masses of people holding camera phones in the air and doing selfies. And, you know, that's the world we live in.
A lot of people hearing this conversation are undoubtedly going to consider it that totally un-American thing, elitist. Is it that?
Well, I think that's true. I mean, but I think in American democracy, anybody gets to be an elitist. We don't get to lord it over anybody, but we get to credit ourselves with caring a little more, knowing a little more.
And just so listeners know that you're not in any total sense an elitist, you are also famous for putting on a magnificent country fireworks show every year. Did you start doing the fireworks show as any way an art project? What made you
never start? No. It's only recently that I have permitted myself to think of it as art at all. I didn't want to get precious. No, it started out with a six-pack of beer and some bottle rockets, you know, 25 years ago.
So you have all these people helping you do these fireworks, and you're managing them. Maybe you get a feeling in this summer of Jeff Koons, who has this big retrospective in New York. You get a feeling of what it's like to be him.
A little, sure. I mean, and I think anyone who's willing to go with Jeff Koons can get a little bit of that. It's really bizarre. I mean, he's really crazy, but he is undoubtedly creative. And, you know, part of what, you know, really good art, even great art, tells us is what our age is like.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Andy Warhol, for heaven's sakes. And a lot of what Jeff Koons is feeding back to us is, for many people, including me, repellent. But damn it, it's the truth.
And I guess in that sense, art everywhere is somewhere in the a similar ballpark.
Well, except it's slippery and sentimental and pious. You know, it's like art is good for you. No, it's not. Using art to promote art, I mean, it's to me, art everywhere is pure symptom. There's no raising of consciousness in it, as there is in Jeff Koons.
Peter Sheldahl, it has been a pleasure. Thank you very much for talking with me.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So what do you think? The more the merrier as far as art's concerned, even pictures on billboards? Talk to us at studio360.org or on Twitter, where we're at Studio 360 Show.